You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The Lompoc Valley Cannabis Association is gearing up to host its first Cannabrew. It's a social mixer for anyone involved in the area's cannabis industry. As KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, organizers hope this week's networking event will act as another step in turning Lompoc into a cannabis destination.
Joe Garcia is co-founder of the nonprofit comprised of about 130 members from across the industry.
One thing to note is that cannabis has been in Santa Barbara County underground for many, many, many years.
Garcia credits the county with streamlining operations that were already underway in 2016 when recreational cannabis became legal in the state.
Santa Barbara County is the number one county in the state of California for cultivation licenses. You add that up with the attitude that Lompoc has. Lompoc is setting itself up to be a hub for cannabis.
Three brick-and-mortar retail shops are now open in Lompoc, and 24 more commercial licenses have been approved or are pending. Garcia says the city is setting itself up to have cannabis grown in Lompoc, processed in Lompoc, and sold in Lompoc.
Lompoc is a free market when it comes to cannabis. There is no limit on the number of businesses which may be coming to Lompoc. The only limitation is physical limitations on the amount of buildings that are available.
Garcia thinks the industry could bring 500 to 1,000 jobs to the area, which could help a city with a slew of financial woes. Lompoc officials just had to slice $3 million off the city's biennial budget. Garcia hopes his networking event will play a role in building successful businesses in the community.
I believe that we should be building bridges to these companies. I know that there is going to be some fierce competition that's going to be happening in Lompoc, and I think that that's a good thing.
And in case you were wondering, Wednesday night's mixer at a local bar will have just the usual alcohol fare, no cannabis products. Public consumption isn't allowed there yet, but Garcia expects that will change too. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.